I will answer or try to answer any questions. If anybody has any questions, we would like for you to address your questions through a microphone.
My question has to do with the concentration of the rhodium and iridium monoatomic in the food sources and other supplement sources that was on that list that you handed out last week, week and a half ago. At the top of the list is grape juice and carrot juice. And when you spoke last time, you mentioned that the bioavailability of the rhodium and iridium was decreased by the high sugar content of those two juices. And I was curious about two things. First of all is, what is the source of that information or that belief? What's that based on, since that the bioavailability is reduced?
It's based on just the people that I've talked to who have taken these materials and the results that they've seen from taking them. I don't believe, given the numbers we're seeing in there, that all of it is being available. So I'm assuming that a portion of it is being tied up. I don't have any scientific data as to how it's going on. It's just people who have done it. However, you know, there are lots of people who have published books on grape juice diet to cure cancer.
Right.
There are also people who swear they've taken carrot juice and cured cancer.
Right.
And so, you know, I assume if you drink enough of it, you know, that there is a benefit, but certainly it doesn't appear like if you take that many milligrams in that analysis and then take that many milligrams of the pure powder from me,
mm-hmm.
you don't get the same response. So I'm assuming that it's all not being available.
Well, the reason I ask the question is because grape juice and carrot juice are a lot less expensive and more available than some of the others. One of the things that I was wondering whether I should have considered was that grape juice, in order to take the grape juice out of sugar easily, you can turn it into red wine. And many of us here probably heard a certain teacher mention the potential effects of a glass of red wine. And, of course, if you're concerned about the alcohol, if you heat it up to a moderate temperature, you can actually even get rid of the ethanol. And the question that I had that had to do with this is whether or not you would think that in red wine,